This is HDN.
Monday, September 22nd, Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
A couple things going on today. First of all, this is the first official day of fall. It arrives at 11:29 p.m. this evening, our time.
I thought I noticed something different last night with the torrential rains and the cold weather and the wind. And I thought it was just the fact that it was Brahman's birthday today. But no, it's actually fall.
No, exactly. Ah. And that's the other thing that's going on today. Young Miss Brahman is 15 years old today and counting the days until she can take the family automobile out for a spin.
Which of our cars is the family automobile?
That would be mine, I guess. Well, there's something very interesting that is going on in, I think it's in Ottawa is where these hearings were taking place, but you might have heard about this. Today is a very important deadline for Netflix. Netflix has been ordered by the CRTC to come up with some serious information on how many subscribers, how many viewers they have per month, how many Canadian programs those viewers are watching. And so far, Netflix has done the collective...
Well, a little bit of history here. The CRTC is basically the regulatory body that when they tell radio stations and television stations to jump, the answer is how high? Because they can very easily shut you down.
That's right.
You can lose your license
they
if you don't comply
ones.
With the CRTC. Everybody in radio, everybody in television is terrified of these guys. If you want a license, you have to bow down in front of them and propose all these things. And
make all these promises.
They take their sweet time. And then if you don't live up to the promises, then they can just snatch your license away. If they ask to hear a show or what some announcer said on some day in the past, you better come up with that tape.
Yep.
If you don't, they'll take your license.
And
so everybody in the broadcasting industry is terrified of the CRTC. They love this power. They're wielding it around. And now they're telling Netflix, you better dance for us, Netflix. And Netflix is saying, screw you.
Yes, we're with the internet. We don't dance for nobody.
And I don't think there's anything that the CRTC can do. You can't restrict the internet. They're going to try.
No.
They are desperately going to try.
Listen,
but you can't.
Anybody is going to try to strong arm the internet, I think it's going to be the CRTC. Yeah, you're right.
They're the ones who tell radio stations that they have to play a certain percentage of Canadian music. And
you have to report in every month.
They tell FM radio stations how many hits, how many non-hits they're allowed to play. They tell you what to do. And you have to do it. So this is going to be interesting because I don't think Netflix is going to lift a finger for the CRTC.
No, nor do they have to.
No. And the CRTC, they are just so used to everybody catering to their every little whim that now they're trying to deal with something that they have no way of dealing with.
And if you saw any of the hearing, and because I have no life, I tend to watch CRTC hearings on a loop. No, just kidding. But I did happen to see a couple of clips from this particular hearing where the woman from Netflix basically stood up to the CRTC. And boy, you could cut the tension in that room with a knife.
Well, they're not used to that.
Oh, no, they are not.
I have seen very powerful people go in front of the CRTC and be so humble and have trained just to talk properly to the CRTC so that you don't piss anybody off when you're trying to get a license and you have to say the proper thing and all this. I mean, these guys are scary.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, it's a new world out there and one has to question how much relevance the CRTC really has now. I mean, you know, initially their reason for being was to help promote, it was a government arm to help promote Canadian artists in Canada so we didn't get overwhelmed and run over by the big American machine to the south. So that's why you have 33% of all music played on radio stations has to be Canadian content.
But we've passed that point. If you go down to the States now, there's a large percentage of Canadian music being played on their radio stations. We have a lot of talent here in Canada. It's not those days where you had to, you know, play everything that Dan Hill ever ever burped into a microphone, we have to play on our radio stations because we have to comply with the CRTC. People will listen to quality.
You can't force feed
people stuff. And Canadians are tired of that. You know, you're force feeding them Canadian content. You're force feeding them this. You're force feeding them that. They go to the internet. They download podcasts. They have their own music system. The CRTC is completely irrelevant now.
They have outlived their usefulness.
Yeah.
I mean, with the internet and the World Wide Web, if you think that, you know, a government agency can dictate what Canadians listen to, you are way out of touch.
It's kind of nice to see them, you know, having somebody stand up there and there's just no, it's like a scene from Game of Thrones where you've got King Joffrey up there who has always, all his life, had everything brought to him. And all of a sudden there's some guy there going, hey, King Joffrey, screw you.
Yeah.
And he's just getting angrier and angrier and he's got his fists clenched and he's getting all upset. And that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah. So anyway, when I find out more about the next round between the CRTC and Netflix, we shall let you know. But I have a feeling the internet will remain safe from the long arm of the CRTC.
You know what is going to happen, though? Rogers and Bell and all of the companies that bring the internet to you, they all have their own versions of Netflix that they are about to launch.
Yes.
So pretty soon, if you have Netflix and you have, say, Rogers that's bringing Netflix into your house, Netflix is going to slow down quite a bit. And if you buy the Rogers one, you'll have that on full speed. It's interesting because they can control.
Really?
It's going to get to a point where we will choose what movie and television service online we want, and we'll probably end up having to go with whoever provides that particular service. Do you know what I mean?
And I have a feeling that Rogers, Shaw, and Al, they're going to charge a hell of a lot more than $8 a month. I guarantee you that.
Well, they're already saying that, 40% of people's internet use now is Netflix?
Yeah, I believe it.
And so it is going to be interesting, but once again, we're, you know, in the wild frontier and we're just doing our thing.
Some documents were released last week from the Justice Department talking about life in jail at the Nova Scotia Correctional Facility in Dartmouth. Now, they have a problem there. Weapons keep popping up, and they keep having to cart people out of there in ambulances for various and sundry things.
What, injuries as a result of these weapons?
Injuries, exactly.
Right.
But you'll never guess what the weapon of choice is at the Burnside Jail.
Probably not.
Poop bombs. Huh. They are the weapon of choice, according to the Freedom of Information Act. There is a whole lot of human feces hitting places it shouldn't be inside the Burnside Jail.
Poop bombs. Is this like the old paper bag full of poop and being thrown at somebody?
Pretty much so, yep. And it involves inmates throwing said poop bombs in the faces of jail guards, other inmates. And I guess it is just meant absolute disgraceful conditions in some spots of the jail.
It's like working at the zoo now.
Pretty much
so. Monkey cage with all the with the monkeys throwing poop at you. That's what they do.
Inmates repeatedly complained last year of feces and urine being all over the jail floors, walls, and ceilings, and correctional officers reported incidents of offenders assaulting them with poop bombs. So apparently this is the weapon of choice, as it causes a great deal of humiliation to the staff member who is assaulted, in addition to physical, long-term psychological, and operational impacts.
Well, how would you stop that? You can't really regulate that.
No, I mean, unless you watch over every inmate as they use the bathroom and make sure that all of the contents stay in the toilet.
But you can't even do that.
But they don't have the staff.
Not wanting to get all too graphic or anything, but in the middle of the night, somebody can just reach behind them and make a little bomb.
Sure.
You know, it's not like you have to be on the toilet to be doing this.
No, but just a glimpse into jail life that just makes you shudder, because I can only, I can't imagine what conditions are like inside that jail.
Well, they got to be pretty bad, because I saw Papillon, and that was Devil's Island, and there was no poop thrown there. There was some throat slitting, and there was some, some leprosy and
diseases
and things like that, but no poop bombs.
Interesting. I don't remember poop bombs on the Alcatraz tour either.
Maybe this is something new.
Can't imagine. I mean, poop's been around for thousands of years, I would well imagine.
At least, yeah. There's nowhere for us to go on that one other than to say, why are you telling us this in the first place, Lisa?
Just because it's a glimpse into life behind bars at the Burnside Correctional Facility.
And we wanted that glimpse, did we? It's not all like the last scene of every season of the Trailer Park Boys, basically.
Absolutely not. No.
Although it might be.
It could be, yeah.
Trailer Park Boys, if you're listening right now, maybe a couple of poop bombs. That's the type of thing you might want to write into next season.
Yep. Well, I mean, I guess the reason I bring it up is because certainly the Burnside Jail has been in the news in the last couple of years with a number of fights that have taken place, people saying that it's overcrowded. You know, some of the jail guards saying it's overcrowded. So, you know, certainly there have been mutterings for years that all is not happy, happy, joy, joy behind bars in Burnside.
So to all the young people listening, stay out of crime or you'll be hit in the face with a poop bomb.
Just one more reason to keep your nose clean. I'll tell you about Gifford and Christine Watkins. They bought an old house on Grove Road in Yarmouth and started to do some renovations. And when they started pulling up a rug from one of the rooms, they had no idea that as they were peeling away the layers, they were finding unique history underneath. Hidden underneath the floor coverings, old shipping maps and nautical charts that had been protected and preserved by layers of foam, paper, thin sheets of linoleum, and newspapers. The house, I think, dates back to 1833, and there's only been six owners of the home. The maps are actually younger than the house itself by about 40-odd years. The maps were made sort of in the late 1800s, perhaps. And most of them found under the floor in the dining room. The maps were made by James Imray, who apparently was active in London during the late 19th century, and no indication that he lived in the house, but perhaps there were relatives that lived there.
Or maybe somebody just liked maps. Here's a great thing to put on the floor. How about these maps that we have lining
well,
the basement?
That's the thing. I mean, certainly in a lot of older homes, things like that were used for insulation. Mm-hmm. Old newspaper, I mean, certainly you've heard tell of people ripping out walls in old homes and finding
well, we found old newspapers
stacks.
In our
old
last
newspapers,
house.
Old newspapers, that's right. I remember when my grandmother on Morris Street, and they ripped out part of the wall in the basement kitchen, because they had two kitchens in the house. In behind the wall was a big old stone fireplace from like the 1800s. And inside the fireplace, still sitting there, was one of those old-fashioned iron irons that you would put on the coals to heat up and then put on your clothes.
Probably heated up by now. I think it's done.
I think it's done. Take it off the fire there, Mabel. So perhaps that's what these maps were being used for, but they're going to actually hang on to them. They don't think that they hold any monetary value, but certainly, you know, it's been a very interesting history lesson for the family,
yeah.
And they're going to not shop them around, but at least, you know, take them around to some experts to see, hey, listen, does this have, you know, any value to you? Is this historically relevant? So, anyway.
Just back to your grandmother there for a second.
Yeah.
I lived in that same row of houses,
block of houses
way
yeah.
before I knew you.
Yeah, that's
on
right.
Morris and Hollis Street. I lived in the basement of one of those.
Mm.
It's amazing what I found in the walls there. Rats.
Yeah.
A whole whack of them. To all the people who are listening in Alberta. Well, there you have it. The Halifax Daily News for this Monday. We've talked about rats and poop and the CRTC. So
excellent.
Obviously there was a theme today. And also, once again, happy birthday to Bronwyn.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Back on Tuesday.
Until then.